ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुथापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका खांडा राधा खंड नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुधे देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा श्रीगौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वन्दे गुरुम् ईशभक्तम् ईशम् ईशावतारकम् तत्प्रकाशम् स्थवन्तौ चित्रोऽसन्दोतमो नदौ। यदद्वैतम् ब्रह्मोपरिषदि तरप्यस्य थानुभा य आत्मन् धारयामि पुरुष इति सोऽस्यंश विभवः। सदैश्वर्याय पूर्णोय इहा भगवान् सस्वयम् अयम् न चैतन्यात् कृष्णात् जगति परतत्त्वं परम् इह। अनर्पितचरिं चिरत् करुणायावतीर्ण खलो समर्पयितुम् अनुतोज्ज्वल रसं स्वभक्तिश्रियम्। हरिपुरात् सुन्दर द्युतकदम्ब सन्दीपता सदा हृदाय कान्दरे स्फुरतु वा सचिनन्दनः। राधा कृष्ण प्रणाय विकृतिर्हृदिनी शक्तिरस्मत् एकत्मानवपि भुवि भवा देहभेदं गतौतौ। चैतन्याख्यं प्रकटम् अदनथद्वयं चैक्यमाप्तम् राधा भाव दूती सुबलितम् नौमि कृष्ण स्वरूपम्। श्री राधाया प्रणाय महिमा कीदृशो वनयाय वा Svadyagena bhuta madhurima kidrisova madhya. Sokyam chasya mad anubhavata kidrisam veti lobat. Tadbhavagya samajani sachikarbo sindo harindu. Ajanulampita bujo kanakatavato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya daksho. Vishwambaro dvijabaro yugadharma palo bande jagat priyakaro karunavatyaro. Nama om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatharine. Hare Krishna. This very auspicious ceremony of Sri Gaur Purnima has been made possible for us to participate by the karuna, by the causeless compassion of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Just a few days ago, on March 25th, Srila Prabhupada began his first large-scale program in India, in the city of Mumbai, in a park in the downtown that is called Cross Maidan. His early devotees, they were very enthusiastic to assist Srila Prabhupada in reaching the people of India. We know the story how Srila Prabhupada in 1965, he left his home in Vrindavan to travel to the Western world. On the Jaladuta, the cargo ship that carried him, he put a passage in his diary how much he was deeply feeling separation from his home in Vrindavan and his beloved lords who he would see every day, Radha Damodar, Radha Madan Mohan, Govindaji, Radha Gopinath, Radha Raman. But it was the instruction of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, that he make this journey to fulfill the wish of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that in every town, in every village throughout the world, the holy names of Krishna will be chanted, and the path of pure unalloyed devotional service will be revealed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was Krishna himself. He appears in the role of his own devotee. Internally, he is experiencing the happiness and the love of the supreme source of all love, Srimati Radharani. And externally, he is performing the duties and the activities of a devotee to teach us by his own personal example. Still, at times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reveal his identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. At such times, Lord Chaitanya would glorify his devotees. Sometimes it says he would be so enthusiastic to glorify those who were lovingly serving him that it appeared he had five mouths, sometimes many mouths. In the case of Vasudev Datta, who was willing to suffer perpetually so that you and me and everyone else could receive the happiness of Krishna consciousness. It says Mahaprabhu spoke with tears flowing from his eyes, with his limbs trembling, as if he had thousands of mouths. He was appreciating his devotee. To see from Lord Chaitanya's perspective is to get a glimpse into how dear and how important Srila Prabhupada and his sacrifice of compassion is to the Lord, how precious, how rare, and this sacred it is to each and every one of our lives. I'd like to read a verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to begin our discussion today. Sarva sad gunapurnam tam bande palgunapurnimam yasyam Sri Krishna Chaitanyo patirna Krishna namabhi. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Palgun, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself with the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna. Palguna Purnima Sandhyay Prabhu Janmodai Se Kale Doiva Yoge Chandra Grahana Hai. On the full moon evening of the month of Palgun, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was also a lunar eclipse. Hari Hari Bole Loka Hari Harasita Hoya Janmila Chaitanya Prabhu Nama Janmaya. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari Hari. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name. Our beloved Sri Dama Prabhu, in his introduction today, was singing from a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where Lord Chaitanya is being glorified for his inconceivable mercy. In this age of Kali, where the pandemic of avidya, of ignorance, is affecting practically the entire human population. We see how in various places of the world there was so much determination and energy to protect people from this COVID-19. If we multiply that by many, many times, we can understand the hearts of the devotees prior to Lord Chaitanya's coming. They could see the effects of Kali Yuga. So much arrogance, selfishness. People were plagued with this disease of forgetfulness of their relationship with God. Forgetful that they are the eternal soul whose very inherent nature is ananda, the joy of loving Krishna and feeling Krishna's love. Lust, anger, envy, arrogance, greed, illusion. These are among the many symptoms of this disease. And even people who are apparently healthy physically and wealthy, they are especially inflicted by this disease, which is stripping away the possibilities of us truly being happy. Sarve sukhano bhavantu. Srila Prabhupada explained that this is the goal of Vedic culture, that all beings be happy. Because on a spiritual level, when we are awakened in our natural Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, then we see everyone is a child of Krishna, aham bija pratapita. And we feel Krishna's love for every living being. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartayas sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna descends again and again for only one reason, to show his mercy upon fallen souls who have forgotten him. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made it very simple. He said, in this material world, the living force in everyone, the spirit soul, we are all strangers in a foreign land. Why is it foreign? Because the soul is Satchidananda. Nahanyate hanyamane sarire. The soul is never born and never dies. The soul is not subject to suffering of any sort. But in this world, we have a very short lifetime. Birth is painful. Death is painful. And adiatmaka, adibait, botaka, adidaivaka, there are so many miseries that can come upon us in this little interval between birth and death. And yet, in this durlabha manava janma, lobhya samsara, in this rare opportunity that we have in the human life to awaken our original spiritual consciousness by the influence of this age of Kali, we are so distracted. We are putting so much of our energy and so much of our conscious attention on the temporary things of this world. Kamala Dala Chala Jivana Talamala. Govinda Das has taught us this eternal principle, which is really at the core of all true religion, that everything that we identify with and possess in this world, our body, our fame, our accomplishments, our family members, our loved ones, friends, our property, everything. Their nature is like a drop of water on a leaf of a lotus flower. At any moment, that drop will slip away. Padam padam yadvi padam natesham. There is danger at every step. Whatever solutions we make to the temporary problems of this world, it is our duty to try our best to do that. It is our duty, while we're having this human experience, to harmonize that human experience with loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. The body is a medium by which we can share Krishna's compassion with each other, and by which we can engage in a lifestyle that helps us to awaken awareness of our eternal soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prayed, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Goda Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jayamaya Pisachira Karankoi. That wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. The joy of love for Krishna is yours forever. But we are asleep to our real identity by the power of Maya, the illusory energy. We are struggling hard to be happy in a place of inevitable misery. In this way, for the eternal soul, this world is a foreign place. And however we try to be comfortable here, we are always strangers. And sometimes the beginning of curing a disease is an awareness that we have a disease. When we are in denial that we have a problem, we do not seek the help that's required. Enechi asadi maya nashibaro lagi harina mahamantra lao tumi magi. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, he told us that I am a doctor, and I have brought the medicine that will cure you of the disease of suffering, the disease of death. The medicine is the holy names of Krishna, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Nam Nam Akari Bahuta Nija Sarva Shaktis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote with his own hand this verse in his Shikshastakam, that Krishna is not different than his names. The Supreme Lord has many names that have been revealed at many times throughout history, and those names are the very foundational basis of all the great religions and spiritual paths. The power, the beauty, the sweetness, the love, the purification of the presence of God Himself is so accessible because Krishna has incarnated in His names. And this Maha Mantra is especially powerful because Hare Krishna, Sri Radharani, the Supreme Mother, the Supreme Goddess of love and compassion, has appeared in the name of Hare. And when we chant her names, she is there to purify us, to forgive us, to empower us with love and devotion. And as we become purified Krishna, he will attract our hearts. Sri Rupa Goswami describes that there is a warning. If we are attached to all the temporary things of this world, do not go to Keshi Ghat on the bank of the Yamuna, because there you will see Krishna, whose beauty, whose sweetness, whose love will attract us in such a way that there can be no other attachments. But the beauty of loving Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed in his own life and pastimes, is the more we love Krishna, the more we're attached and attracted to Krishna, the more we perceive the presence of Krishna in the heart of every living being, the more we perceive Krishna in his magnificent artwork of the cosmic creation. And as long as we're in this world, the greatest service to Krishna is to seek shelter of him with all of our hearts through our sadhana, our spiritual practice, and to be an instrument of Krishna's mercy to help to awaken the souls within the hearts of others. This age of Kali, it is an ocean of faults. But yet, the Srimad Bhagavatam tells that great souls worship Kali Yuga as the best time. Why? Because in a time when there is such difficulty on the path of self-realization, Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tveshe Namaha. He's most magnanimous, most munificent. What it took tens and thousands of years to achieve through meditation and Satya Yuga, what was only attainable by perfect precision, performances of yajna, which are impossible today in the Treta Yuga, worshipping the Lord perfectly was the very, very difficult task of self-realization in the Dwapara Yuga. But the same goal is achievable in the Kali Yuga simply by learning how to take shelter of the holy names of the Lord and learning how to live our life in such a way, in the spirit of a servant of the servant of a servant, Trinadapi Sunijena, so that when we come before the holy name, Krishna and Sri Radharani will be pleased to reveal themselves. Cheto Darpana Marajanam. If we chant the holy names of Krishna, especially in this spirit of living a life of devotion, following in the footsteps of the Goswamis and the great Acharyas, then in this very lifetime, the awakening of love for Krishna will manifest. So it is glorifying Kali Yuga in this way, but in an entire day of Brahma, out of the many, many Kali Yugas that come, only one time does Krishna personally reveal his pastimes of Vrindavan with Sri Radharani and the Gopis and the Gopis. And only once in a day of Brahma, among many Kali Yugas, does Radharani and Krishna come in one form. Radha Bhavaduti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. For the purpose of not only giving love for Krishna, but giving the opportunity to love Krishna as is eternally experienced by the residents of Vrindavan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that Krishna was thinking that in many incarnations I have come to this world and I have taught how to be liberated and how to love me and serve me. But in most cases, that love is with the sense of Vishnu, Narayan, Krishna as being the supreme Godhead, the Almighty, the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of all universes. But Krishna came and brought Vrindavan, his associates, because he wanted to give to the people of the world in this age of Kali, through Lord Chaitanya, the opportunity to understand Krishna not only as a servant, but as a friend in parental affection, where we love Krishna as our child, and in Madhurya Ras, to love Krishna as our most intimate lover, in pure unalloyed devotion. The most secret of all secrets, the highest platform of love of God, is what Lord Chaitanya personally came, along with his associates, to give us. Kaviraj Goswami tells that Lord Chaitanya with his associates, the Panchatattva, they broke the seal of the treasure chest of love of Godhead. When Krishna appeared at the end of the Dwapar Yuga with Sri Radha and the Brijbasis, they experienced and revealed to the world the intimate pastimes of Vrindavan. But when they left, that treasure house of love of God in that mood was sealed. Very rare could anyone penetrate that seal. But Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, with the compassionate spirit of Radha, the mother of all living beings, and we are all her children, the Panchatattva broke the seal. And Krishna, along with his eternal associates from the spiritual world, took the roles of devotees to teach by their own exemplary lives the way of tasting the sweetness of love of God. They plundered and ecstatically tasted the sweetness of prema bhakti. Intoxicated by that ecstatic love. And they shared it with one another. And then, after filling themselves with the joy of Krishna, of bhakti, they distributed it to the common people. So rare, without consideration of who was qualified and who was unqualified, without consideration of what time was auspicious or inauspicious, of what place was auspicious or inauspicious. They broke through all the barriers of caste and race and sex and social status and all of these things that divide people. They saw all living beings as Krishna's children and were freely giving Krishna prema to everyone. This only happens once in a day of Brahma. This is the special feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he comes to this world. The nature of material consciousness is that we take things cheaply. Because we take material things. It might be money, it might be popularity and fame, maybe physical health. We take these things very seriously. And they are considerations to be taken seriously to some extent. But in doing so, we take cheaply the incredible gift that Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva have come to give us. We see in other religions, in Lord Jesus, he was willing to endure persecution and crucifixion. He didn't have to do that. He only did it because he wanted to give love of God to all of us. This compassion to all beings is at the heart of all true spirituality. Lord Chaitanya, he came to give this love of God. And he came to give it in its most intimate, essential form. Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktir hokshateya hoitaki aprati hataya yatma suprasidati. The Srimad Bhagavatam extols this principle that the supreme dharma, the very essence of all religion, is loving devotional service to the supreme transcendent Godhead. Such service must be unmotivated by any type of arrogance or selfishness and uninterrupted by any type of circumstance or obstacle that may come before us. It is that type of love only that completely satisfies the self. Anandamayo vyashat, and it is that love that everyone is ultimately seeking. For the soul, there's only one pleasure: to feel Krishna's love and to share Krishna's love. And that is the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us not take this cheaply. One of the ways devotees tend to even take it cheaply when we have it is we expect immediate results. Actually, at every moment we're chanting Krishna's name or serving Krishna's devotees or spreading Krishna's message or worshiping Krishna, there is immediate results, but we may not perceive it with our very dull external awareness. It's a very rapid process. what usually takes in other yugas long, long times, or even many lifetimes in this age, can be achieved in this very life if we just take shelter of Krishna wholeheartedly. Even though it's so rapid, relatively it's a gradual process. Because it's step by step throughout this short little life that we're living. To surrender is to be patient. And in our patience, however long it takes, whenever Krishna wants to show me his mercy, we are enthusiastic. Enthusiastic to serve, enthusiastic to hear and to chant. Enthusiastic to remember Krishna in all situations. In this way, a devotee has determination that whatever may come, I will never give up what pleases my Guru and Krishna. That is the simple price. It seems difficult temporarily, but it's actually very simple. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say, just give this one lifetime. You've had so many millions and millions of countless lifetimes. Just give this one lifetime to please Guru and Krishna. And it's a gradual process. Antakali chamame vasmanam matva kalevaram. If we just learn to remember Krishna in this life and Krishna's pleased by our devotional character, then at the time of death, Krishna will be there. Man manabhava mat bhakta majya shimnan maskuru. Mame vaisya shishatyam te prati jani priyoshima. It is his promise that he will personally bring us back to our eternal home. The background of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya that we are speaking of today is so beautiful to discuss and to remember. We have read from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying this day of Palgun Purnima, Gaur Purnima, most auspicious of all days, if we truly appreciate what it represents. Prior to the Lord's appearance, Lord Chaitanya sent his family, many of his eternal associates, to the material world, to this earth planet, to serve as his superiors. There was Madhavendra Puri, who was like the root of the tree of ecstatic love of God. The grand guru, Param Guru of Mahaprabhu. And he sent Ishwarapuri. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to his birthplace and he would eat the dust from the ground there and cry that the greatest wealth I've ever had is this dirt from the ground where my guru was born. And Keshav Bharati, Lord Chaitanya's sannyas guru, appeared before him. And great devotees like Sri Advaita and Haridas, Acharya Ratna, Murari Gupta, Nityananda Prabhu. They appeared in various places. It is described that in what is now Bangladesh, there was a very great devotee of the name Upendra Mishra. He had 7 sons. According to Gaur Ganodash Deepika, Upendra Mishra was an incarnation of Parjanya, Krishna's paternal grandfather in the spiritual world. Among his 7 sons, the 5th son's name was Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra was a very pure devotee. He was the incarnation of Nand Maharaj, Krishna's father. He was a great scholar. And by the will of the Lord within his heart, he moved from Bangladesh, Sylhet, to Navadweep, just on the bank of Mother Ganga, the river Ganges. While living there, he met Sachi Devi, who was the avatar of none different from Yashoda Mai, Krishna's mother. She was the daughter of great scholar, great astrologer, great Vaishnav, Nilambar Chakravarti. Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were married. It is so instructive and intimately interesting how the Lord stages his appearance in this world. There always seems to be impossible struggles before the Lord actually appears. We have read of what was going on at the time before Varaha Dev, the entire planet was submerged and plundered by Hiranyaksha, the time of Matsya, the time of Narasingha Dev. There were worldwide crises just prior to the Lord's appearance. And Ramchandra, how Ravana was exploiting everything and everyone. And then at the time of Krishna, Kamsa, Jarasandha, and Devaki and Vasudev, they were in prison. And so many of their children, 6 of their children, were killed right in front of their eyes after they were born. And then Balaram appeared to prepare the womb for Devaki. In the similar way, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, although they are eternal residents in the spiritual world, completely, supremely enlightened, still they were in their perfectly enlightened state, they were experiencing a human condition. Sachi Devi gave birth to 8 daughters, but each one of them, soon after they were born, they died. Perhaps only a mother can understand the grief of a mother who loses a child. What to speak of 8 beautiful little daughters consecutively? Together they worship the Supreme Lord. And then Lord Balaram, in the form of Vishwarup, appeared in the womb of Sachidevi, just as Balaram appeared in Devaki's womb, to prepare the way for Krishna. When Vishwarup was born, there was such happiness. And Srila Prabhupada explains so beautiful how many people, when they're in desperation, they really turn to God. But when things are all right, then they either forget it or they become quite lukewarm and not so intense. But after a beautiful child was born, Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra, they were even more intensely worshiping the Lord with gratitude for Krishna's pleasure. Now, it was around this time that the devotees of the Lord, Advaita, Haridas, Srivas, they saw the condition of the people of the Kali Yuga. And in those days, which was over 500 years ago, there wasn't so much pollution and environmental climate crisis, and there wasn't such rampant immoralities going on. In Navadvip and Shantipur, most of the people were quite pious, a little sinful sometimes, but they were feeling intense fire within their hearts of grief for these people. Because however nice things may appear in this world, it's just a matter of time till suffering is there. You see, to the extent we taste a drop of love for Krishna, to that extent, we feel a happiness and a compassion where it's painful to see anyone without that. And a devotee has no false ego to impose something on others. A devotee sees that this is the true potential within all people. A devotee wants to remind us of what we've forgotten, that we are all part of Krishna, and that loving service to Krishna is our dharma, our Sanatana dharma. And in this age of Kali, simply by taking shelter of Krishna through the chanting of his names, that love is awakened. But yet, practically no one was taking this message seriously. Everyone was so distracted by scholarship, distracted by the pursuit of wealth and followers, and even happy people were trying to just protect their ever-changing, fleeting happiness. And people who realized the sufferings that are imminent in this world, they were striving for impersonal liberation. How many people understood the treasures of prema bhakti and the power of God's name? So these devotees, they not only saw the situation then, but they could see into the future. They could see what would be happening today, with the nuclear bombs stockpiled by various nations, with the pollutions and the climate crises, and with all the greed and all the selfishness and all the hunger for power, in the name of nationalism, in the name of religion, in the name of social status, in the name of race, everybody's fighting to prove themselves better than others. These are all symptoms of the disease of ignorance, of vidya. They could see this. They could see us. And they had descended from the spiritual world, and they wanted not only liberation and happiness for all beings, but they wanted Krishna to come to give people the opportunity to understand how to be God's friend, parent, and lover. Advaitacharya, he made a vow that he would bring Krishna to this world through his compassionate prayers. He himself was more powerful than any being could possibly be today. But in the role of a devotee, he felt himself unqualified. Only if Krishna comes himself can this Nam Sankirtan movement really be taken seriously. Haridas Thakur, his beloved friend. Haridas Thakur was born in a family in those days that the materialistic society considered an untouchable outcast. And he was treated that way. People blasphemed him, criticized him, tried to torture him, kill him. But Haridas Thakur, because he was tasting the sweetness of God's holy names, he would chant at least 300,000 names every day. Because he was tasting that sweetness, even the people who hated him and tried to destroy him, he was praying for God to bless them, praying for their spiritual awakening. He was seeing the disease. And a great devotee like Haridas hates the disease, but loves the person who's diseased, because everyone's a child of God. Here was a person who was a rejected, untouchable minority by society, and Advaita, who was the leader of the Brahmins. He was considered the leader of the saints of that day. And the two of them, hand in hand, were the very best of friends. They loved each other. They respected and honored each other. They would do anything for each other. Together, Haridas and Advaita would sing and would dance, would discuss Krishna. And as Advaita was offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water and praying for Krishna to come down to this earth, with that same spirit of compassion, Haridas Thakur was loudly and softly and silently in every way, he was constantly chanting Krishna's names and Radha's names with the prayer, please descend to this world to deliver, to show mercy to the people who are suffering. At that time, in Shantipur and Navadvip, where Advaita had his homes, the devotees would gather to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita from the perspective of pure unalloyed devotion. They were not pursuing their spiritual path for religiosity, sense gratification, economic development, or even liberation. They considered all these things to be byproducts. Prema Pumarta Mahan. It was the awakening of ecstatic love of the soul for Krishna, for God. That is what they were praying for, and that is what they were longing to give to the world. Srivas Thakur and his brothers, Sri Ram, Sri Pati, Sri Nidhi, in their house in Srivasangam, they were constantly performing kirtan, crying and crying for Krishna to come to the world. Paradukaduki. This was the nature of these great souls' compassion for everyone. Where we see other people's happiness as our own happiness and we feel other people's suffering as our own suffering. That seems to most of us like an inconceivable theoretical idea. And it seems if everybody's suffering becomes our suffering, how we will suffer. But actually, when we taste the sweetness of ananda, or spiritual happiness, that suffering of seeing other suffering, it awakens compassion, which is a form of love. And it's a great mystery, which cannot be understood so well logically. But that suffering is the greatest joy to the heart. Because it is so intimately connected to Krishna and giving Krishna and sharing Krishna. It was at this time that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes in the month of Magh, in the year 1485, that Krishna, in the mood of Sri Radha's compassion and love, appeared within the heart of Jagannath Mishra. And from Jagannath Mishra's heart, he was transferred to Sachimata's heart. It was an inconceivable, transcendental conception. When Sachimata was pregnant with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she became effulgent. Her beauty just radiated. Sachi Devi's womb was the abode of the Lord. Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi would have discussions, which are shared with us in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, where there was so much light and auspiciousness and happiness everywhere around them. But within that happiness, gradually a worry intensified. Over a year passed, and the child was still in the womb. Usually after 9 months, a child is born. But this child remained in the womb for 13 months. Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra approached Nilambar Chakravarti and explained the situation. through his study of astrological data, as well as his deep prayers and meditation, because someone like Nilambar Chakravarti, their astuteness in astrology was very much based on their pure minds and their pure hearts and their deep meditation and prayer. Otherwise, anyone or everyone could just put charts together. But it was his realizations that made him such a profound expert at these arts. And with great joy, he explained to Jagannath and Sachi that this child is very special. The child in your womb is waiting for the supreme, most auspicious time to appear. In the year 1486, the month of Palgun, which is equivalent to our months of between February or March, something extraordinary happened. Very instructive. Lord was waiting for the most auspicious time, and the appearance was the most inauspicious time. There was a lunar eclipse. Now, in India, especially at that time, a lunar eclipse is considered very inauspicious. Sometimes traditionally people block their windows and do not leave the house, and they, it's considered very inauspicious. Other times to counteract the inauspiciousness that could come upon us, people chant God's holy names. And at that time, because Mother Ganga is so pure, there were literally millions of people all around going to rivers like Ganga and Godavari and Yamuna and loudly chanting the names of Hari to counteract the inauspiciousness. As has been recited in this verse that we are reading from today, Lord Chaitanya, first he manifested himself in the holy names. With millions of people chanting, the devotees were chanting in compassion for all beings because they saw that how inauspicious everything was. And the people of other religions, sometimes even in jest of the Hindus, they were calling out, Hari, Hari. And even people who were superstitious or materialistic, they understood that everything could be taken away by this inauspicious eclipse. Let us chant in the names of Hari. Krishna appears when we sincerely call out his holy names. And this is the way Lord Chaitanya appeared. First, he induced the common people to be chanting and the devotees to be chanting in surrender. Some were chanting in fear, some were chanting in surrender, but everyone was chanting. And then the golden moon, Gaura Chandra, appeared from the womb of Sachi Devi into this world. Radha Bhavaduti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but he has come to share with the world the ecstatic love of Radha after tasting it himself. And he has Srimati Radharani's golden complexion. Because the little child was born under a neem tree, Sachimata named him Nimai. Because he had beautiful golden limbs, Jagannath Mishra named him Gauranga. Nilambar Chakravarti, when he did the name-giving ceremony, he described that this child will nourish the entire universe. Therefore, his name will be Vishwambar. And when he was a little tiny infant, whenever he would cry, Sachi Devi and the ladies would gather round him and chant the names of Krishna. Very simple. Chanting can be done anywhere at any time. It could be done with musical instruments, stringed instruments, and flutes. It could be done with a variety of any type of musical instruments, or traditionally with mridanga drums, or karatals, harmoniums, horns. Or chanting could be just clapping our hands and singing our hearts out. So the ladies, they would just clap their hands and sing. And whenever they sang the names of Hari, Nimai would stop crying and smile with his beautiful lotus-like eyes. He gazed with pleasure upon each of them. That smile and that glance completely captivated their hearts. It was an experience millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions and limitless times greater than any pleasure of this world. When God is pleased with us, when he gives us a glance of assurance and a smile of joy, it just fills our hearts. And in this way, these ladies, they realized in little Nimai's smile that they were not their bodies, that they were the Lord's eternal servants. And there was no happiness greater than making Nimai smile. The Bhagavatam tells this lesson, Athapumbir Dvijastrishtas Varna Shrama Vibhagasha Shvanustatasya Dharma Sasyam Siddhir Haritoshana. Whatever our occupation, whatever our social status, these are all temporary roles that in our human experience we should follow them with character and with care. But the purpose and the success is in whatever we're doing, in whatever role we're in, that Krishna's pleased. That God, who is within our heart as the witness of every word and every action, is smiling by the sincerity of our intent and the devotional spirit of our words and actions. These ladies, being so captivated by the smile of Nimai and his loving glance, they gave him a name, Gaur Hari. He is Lord Hari, who has appeared to us in a golden complexion. They understood it, but they were not actually consciously aware that he was God. The Lord hid from them the truth that he is God. He is the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. He's the source of everything that exists. One of the important verses of Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I'm the source of all spiritual and all material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly and may engage in my loving service and worship me with all their hearts. It's this Krishna who came as Lord, as Nimai. But he hid his supreme divinity of God and took the role of apparently an ordinary child to not interfere with the intimacy of the motherly affection that all of these girls felt toward him. When Nimai was just a little boy, Lochan Das Thakur describes he and his friends were just playing. So many games, as many games has ever been invented in this world, pious games, Nimai could play all of them every day. That was his inconceivable nature. And one day as they were playing, they saw some little puppy dogs, newborn puppy dogs. And one of those little dogs, who was very beautiful, Nimai took home with him. And it's a beautiful story, but in essence, he played with that dog. He would hold him up and put him on his face and chant for the dog. And he was just a little boy, hardly 5 years old. And when Sachi Devi came home, she asked Nimai to go bathe in the Ganga. And at that time, the dog left that place. And when Nimai came back, he was actually crying, feeling separation. Meanwhile, that little puppy dog, so tiny, because he received the loving compassion of Nimai, he was constantly in his own little dog voice chanting the names of Krishna and Radha. How is that possible? Even if it came out like a woof, woof, from the heart of that dog was invoking the presence of Krishna and Sri Radha. And because of the pure sincerity of the love and the compassion in the heart of that puppy, the people could hear Radha and Krishna's names in the dog's barking. And the dog was dancing on his hind legs with his front paws up in the air. Tears of ecstatic love were pouring from the puppy's eyes. And every single one of the many hairs on the puppy's body was standing on end in ecstatic love. And his little limbs were trembling as he was calling out Krishna's names. Hari, Hari. Hari Hari, Hari Hari. And large crowd of people, they never saw anything like this. In fact, the little puppy induced them all to be chanting with him. And then the little puppy dog with the most blissful, ecstatic expression, laid down on the ground. And for those who were fortunate, they saw a beautiful spiritual chariot come. And that little puppy got on the chariot and resumed his original spiritual form in the spiritual world and was brought to Goloka Vrindavan. Eternal liberation. As a little child of Nimai, he hadn't yet established the Harinam Sankirtan movement, but he was making every preparation. Nimai became the greatest scholar of Vedas and grammar and knowledge, even as a child. Especially after his brother Vishwarup left home in search of God, the renounced order of life. And soon after that, Jagannath Mishra left this world because Jagannath Mishra had a dream where he saw his beloved Nimai as a sannyasi with thousands of people following him, and he was inducing everyone to chant God's names. And everyone was being completely inundated by a storm of ecstatic love for Krishna. When Jagannath Mishra saw this, he couldn't bear thinking Nimai was going to leave like Vishwarup. And laying in the bank of the Ganga, Nimai was with his father as his father passed from this world. Sachi Mata was a widow. Her eldest son had gone forever. Her husband was gone. All she had was Nimai. And what a loving son. After some time, he was married. And after some time, after accomplishing a state of scholarship and ability to teach people that no one in history has ever witnessed, the Digvijay Keshav Kashmiri, the greatest scholar and the world champion of debate, came to Navadvip. And Nimai, who was just a teenager, defeated him without breaking his pride and ultimately gave him ecstatic love for Krishna. Nimai went to Bangladesh, and what would take 12 years to teach a student, he taught them in just a few weeks. They became masters. And he revealed his true identity and his mission to a humble devotee named Tapan Mishra, but told him to keep it a secret. It wasn't until Nimai, who was in the role of a devotee to teach by his example, he accepted a spiritual master in Parampara, Shribad Ishwarapuri, in Gaya, a very holy place. Nimai accepted initiation from Ishwarapuri. And it was at that time that openly his ecstatic love for Krishna and the mood of Sri Radha awakened. After his initiation, he went with several of his students. In the middle of the night, he left everyone secretly to go to Vrindavan to live forever. But the devatas, the celestial beings, spoke to him that you have descended in this world to show your mercy to the most fallen people. please return to Navadvipa and establish the Harinam Sankirtan movement, the congregational chanting of the holy names, along with love for Krishna. And then you could go to Vrindavan later. So it was at that time that he returned to Navadvipa. And now he was constantly in the mood of Sri Radha, feeling separation from Krishna and chanting Krishna's names. And the devotees, those pure souls who loved him more dear than life, who always loved him, and they prayed. They were praying, let Nimai become a devotee, then he can induce everyone to take this path of devotion seriously. What a great celebration there was when Nimai returned to Navadvipa. And everything he did was openly and consciously to awaken Krishna Bhakti in others. In Srivasangam, throughout the day, Lord Chaitanya would have kirtan with his devotees. And for one full year, all night, every night, as well as all day, they would chant and dance together. This chanting and dancing, Sankirtan in Srivasangam, was non-different than the Rasa Leela in Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev's eternal Leela. Only the purest hearts could be in that kirtan. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya and Lord, he instructed Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur that you should go out and you should spread the glories of the holy names. Go to every person. Do not discriminate whether who they are, where they're coming from. These are all just external distractions. See that everyone is a spirit soul. Give the simple message. Worship Krishna. Chant Krishna's names. Worship Krishna. Hear about him. Krishna is your real wealth. Krishna is the treasure of life and your life and soul. That simple message. And sometimes they were persecuted, sometimes they were humiliated, sometimes they were attacked, sometimes they were embraced and celebrated. Every different kind of thing happened. Ina hina yata chilo harinamu dhariro tara sakshi jagai madhai. They even approached Jagai and Madhai and induced them to chant the holy names. And they became pure lovers of God. Even people who were the most sinful. What to speak of the pious? The simple formula was stop our offensive, stop criticizing others, stop hurting others. Stop sinful and immoral activities and take shelter of God's names. Just do those things and you will attain God's favor and the ultimate perfection of life. That was their message. Meanwhile, at night, Lord Chaitanya would be chanting with his devotees, and so many of the town's people, they wanted to see Lord Gauranga dance. They wanted to personally participate in his kirtan. So many arrogant or sectarian people or criticizing Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, even making plans to somehow or other punish them or destroy them. But they were pious people, people with innocent, simple hearts. And one morning they all came to Lord Chaitanya's home with gifts, simple gifts, because they were mostly simple people. Gifts of some fruits or some rice or some leaves or some coconuts. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. He smiled upon them. And with profound love, he gave them this simple message. Chant the names of Krishna. He gave this 16-word, 32-syllable Maha Mantra from the Kali Santarana Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Gauranga told, there are no hard and fast rules for chanting. You can chant when you're walking down the road. You can chant in your workplace. You could chant when you're, in those days they didn't drive cars, but it applies to that. You could chant when you're eating in your mind. You could chant when you're sleeping. You can chant when you're all alone. You can chant with your family. You could clap your hands. You could play instruments. Music is such an important, sweet thing. Krishna plays his flute. In the spiritual world, the gopas and the gopis, how they dance, how they sing, such beautiful music. We see wonderful paintings of the Astasakis playing veenas and stringed instruments and mridangas. In fact, Brahma Samhita tells in the spiritual world, every word is a song and every movement is a dance. And the Vedic hymns themselves are sung. When the devatas and the great rishis, they would samaveda, they would sing the Vedic hymns. And in our own beautiful sampradaya, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, they would express their love and devotion in beautiful prayers that were meant to be sung. So this singing and dancing is so much at the heart of spirituality, not only in this world, but in the spiritual world. And in the Western beautiful spiritual traditions, you know, singing and pouring one's heart out, crying out for God's grace. Gospel music is the very heart of all forms of music. And the classical music was originally for God in the church. So Lord Chaitanya is telling the common people that come together with your families and sing. If you have instruments, play them. If you don't, just clap your hands. If your hands are sore, just sing. And gather together with friends. Do it on the street. Do it in the privacy of your own abodes, everywhere. Just remember Krishna. And the easiest way to remember Krishna is in Krishna's names. And then Lord Chaitanya, he said, you are all my life and soul. Hearing this message from Lord Gauranga, these people had such profound faith. This is the importance of associating with advanced devotees of the Lord, with saintly people. Is they they can see something within ourselves that we've lost vision of. They could see our spiritual potential. They could see the infinite, eternal spiritual beauty that is not only within us, but who we are. And due to this material experience, we're so distant from recollection of our true essence. But great souls can see that in us, that spark. And by their words, by their example, by their prayers, they fan that spark. And that was how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired faith in everyone. And throughout Navadvip, there was chanting. But in those days, there was a government that was of another religion that really didn't understand the heart of their religion. It was like so much what we see today. People see religion as a sectarian thing, and they feel that pleasing God is proving our greatness and God's greatness by conquering others and subjugating others is religion or dharma. So the Hindu people at that time, they weren't allowed to publicly demonstrate their devotion or their practices. They had to do it very secretly, very hiddenly, if at all. But now, by Gauranga's influence, people were openly chanting, dancing, singing. And the Chand Kazi, who was the ruler of that area, he sent thousands of soldiers to punish anyone. They were going everywhere, and they were beating people and plundering their homes and all of their wealth, beating, imprisoning anybody who violated their law. So they went, the innocent people came back to Gauranga and told what was happening, and he just said, just go on with your chanting. Krishna's pleased. But it was getting worse and worse. And then in that situation, which was really like a lockdown, you know, there was a pandemic of sectarian violence against the innocent. At that time, Nimai took the advantage at the darkest moment. He proclaimed to all the people who were gathered, have no fear. Today, I will come out and I will personally lead the kirtan and dance. And we will have a procession right to the house of the Chand Kazi. Time personified will stand before him. Let us see what he will do to me. He told everyone, because it would be night, to prepare a torch to illuminate all directions. This was the first public Sankirtan in our history. At that time, thousands, tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands of people came out to sing and to dance in the glory of God with Gauranga. And what a beautiful kirtan that was. Lord Chaitanya, in the ecstasy of seeing so many people being saturated by the inundation of love of God, Lord Chaitanya said, today there will be a great rainstorm of ecstatic love for Krishna through his holy names. And Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he would actually manifest his form of Krishna playing flute, and only very special people could see that. The people who were in this kirtan, they simultaneously, with loving Krishna, they loved each other. They loved all living beings. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would talk about United Nations, which is a very noble effort to unite people who are inclined toward quarreling and fighting and exploiting each other and disrespecting each other. But true unity can only take place on the spiritual platform when we recognize unity in diversity, when we recognize that every living being is part and parcel of Krishna, mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana panditasama darshana. This is the continuous lesson of the scriptures, the need to see every living being with an equal vision. Then we not only respect, but we have love, and how the devotees loved each other. And in that love, we actually really can appreciate our differences in mentalities, our differences of colors of our skin, or the differences of what names of God we may be singing, or the differences of you know, our sex or our proclivities or differences of so many things. Nationalities. We can saragrahi. We could recognize the essence in everyone. And that was what was happening during this first public Harinam Sankirtan procession. Devotees were just totally in love with each other as they were chanting the holy names. That is the test of the sincerity of our own chanting. How we're able to see the good in others. How we overcome the tendency of envy. Mahaprabhu induced millions to experience that forever. And when they reached the house of the Chankazi, ultimately the Chankazi became a devotee of the Lord. And interesting, he didn't convert from his religion. He still practiced the externals of his religion. But he had understood the universal essence and core of his religion. And he could recognize the beauty and the sweetness of all the devotees. He could understand the universal spirit of love of God. And he made a law that as long as I'm living and as long as any of my descendants are living, this public congregational chanting of the holy names will always be encouraged. In this way, Nimai and his devotees, they showered mercy in Sri Navadvip Dham. The Adi Leela of Lord Chaitanya was the first 24 years of his life where he lived in Navadvip. He performed his Bal Leela, Poganda Leela, Kishore Leela, his little boyhood playful leelas, where they performed, he and his friends performed so much mischief like Krishna. And later, he became a great scholar and student and teacher, And then he established Harinam Sankirtan and spread it throughout Navadweep and even transformed the heart of Chankasi. But still, there were those who, due to their arrogance, their sectarian nature, or whatever, they were not accepting. They were critical. And what to speak of people all over the world? In order to reach them, Nimai took sannyas. He went to Katwa and accepted the renounced order of life of a sannyasi from Keshav Bharati Maharaj and was given at that time the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu was going to Puri. I'm sorry, at first he was going to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya. How much he loves his devotees. And how much the devotees were feeling separation from him with an uncertainty if they'd ever see him again. What to speak of Sachi Devi, his mother. By Nityananda Prabhu's influence, Lord Chaitanya went to Shantipur, the house of Advaita Prabhu. And there, Sachi Devi came to join with all the other devotees. And they had kirtan, and Sachi Devi was cooking for her beloved Gauranga every day. When Sachi Devi first saw her son with a shaved head and the saffron robes of a renunciate, she cried. And Nimai begged forgiveness from his mother. I should never have done this. Whatever devotion I have is only because of you. It is you that have given your life for me at every stage. How could I do this to you? Sachi took her son Nimai on her lap and cried, and he cried. He was willing to stay home, but knowing his mission, she said, "You must go and do your will, my lord, my son." But the same Krishna that lives in Vrindavan is living in Puri as Jagannath. Please go there. It's close. And I will hear your wonderful pastimes and hear your well-being. And sometimes I could send you prasad. On his mother's will, the power of her motherly love, Lord Chaitanya decided to make his residence in Puri. The journey to Puri was so historical. And soon after coming to Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his devotees that he was going to travel to South India. And he wanted to go alone. He said, "I want to find my brother Vishwaroop, who left home long ago. I know he is somewhere in the southern or western provinces of India." Each devotee wanted to go with him, but Lord Chaitanya, he explained his reasons. He wanted to be uninhibited by anyone who was hurt to see how he was living such an austere, renounced life. Nityananda Prabhu convinced him to take one new person, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And Mahaprabhu began his South Indian tour. This tour went on for 2 years. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains some of the very famous highlights of those tours. But Kaviraj Goswami himself says the amount of pastimes that Lord Chaitanya would perform every day are impossible to describe, even by Ananda Shesha, even by all the poets in the world, simultaneously never stopping their writing. They could never calculate the infinite pastimes of the Lord. But we have been given a few. And in that ocean of the Lord's pastimes, even a particle of one drop can drown, inundate the entire creation with love of God. That is the power of grace, of Sri Radha's grace, Krishna's grace. So that grace has been revealed to us in the form of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the mood of how Lord Chaitanya preached, it is described when he was dancing or walking along different footpaths or roads, he was always chanting Krishna's names and inviting and inducing others to chant with him. He didn't do it by intimidating people. He did it by attracting people. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshaman. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing and dancing, and whoever saw him, he would just look at them with such affection and raise his arms and invite them to chant. And they would chant with Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya was so grateful for anyone who would accept his mercy. He embraced those people with such love and told them, now you go back to your homes and your villages and you teach this beautiful science of bhakti to them. And in this way, those people would go back to their villages and infuse with Lord Chaitanya's love and compassion. They would be chanting and dancing. And then other people would see them and be affected and go back to their villages. And someone would see those people and go to their villages. And in this way, thousands and thousands of towns and villages were being transformed with spiritual happiness. Later on in Jharikhanda, he was even teaching the snakes and the tigers and the rabbits and the deers. He was teaching everyone to chant. Even the trees and the creepers, those living entities, hearing the Lord chanting and feeling his compassion and being transformed by his prayers of love for them. Even the animals and the birds and the plants were becoming supremely enlightened with love for Krishna. And in that love, even the tigers and the deers became best friends and embraced. This was Lord Chaitanya's effect. He stopped at a place called Kuramakshetra, and he chanted and he danced in the temple of Kurmadev, a great avatar of Lord Vishnu. And it was there that a Brahmin, the Kurma Brahmin, invited Gauranga to his home And when Lord Chaitanya came to his home, he washed the Lord's feet with water. And he drank the water and gave it to all his family members to drink, and he sprinkled it on their heads. And he said, today, all my wealth and my birth and all of my religious practices, everything has attained perfection because you have put your feet in my home. Throughout the night, after serving him prasad, throughout the night, they discussed Krishna. And the next morning, the Kurma Brahman prayed to Lord Chaitanya that I am feeling the pangs of this material existence. The sufferings of this world are like an ocean. I can no longer bear it. All these attachments. I want to give everything up. And I want to go with you. Lord Chaitanya, he told Kurma Brahman, you should never speak like that again. You should remain where you are. You're a husband. You're a wife. You're a father. You're a mother. This is the role that you're in. You have your occupation. There's no need to change your position or your role or your occupation. Just change your consciousness. Do exactly what you're doing, but do it with pure devotion. Always chant Krishna's names. And teach others the science of Bhagavad Gita, the science of devotion. By receiving my mercy and chanting the holy names of the Lord and accepting the path of bhakti and sharing it with others, that is how you will achieve perfection, not by changing your social position. You are married, you are grihastha, that is perfect. If Krishna is in the center. Griheta ko vanita ko satahari boleta ko suke dukte pulokna ko padane hari nam korode. This was Mahaprabhu's message. Whether you're a grihastha or whether you're a brahmachari or a sannyasi, whether you're living with a family as a householder or living in a monastery as a monk or living as a sadhu traveling homelessly, these are all different ways of serving. But if we're chanting Krishna's name and taking shelter of Krishna and sharing that shelter with others, then we will achieve the highest perfection and truly be happy. Lord Chaitanya very strongly gave this message to Kurma Brahman. And the next day, Lord Chaitanya was leaving to continue his tour. And the Kurma Brahma came with him. He could not give up Lord Chaitanya's association. And Lord Chaitanya turned to him and said, go back home. Be a father, a mother. Do your duties. But always chant Krishna's name and share him with others. Lord Chaitanya said, in this way, I will always be with you. We will never be separate from each other. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that the same exact message is what Lord Chaitanya gave practically everywhere to everyone in his tour of South India. And it's very interesting. This spirit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much the spirit that our beloved Srila Prabhupada took as his life and soul when he traveled the world giving Lord Chaitanya's message. after 2 years of traveling in South India, so many beautiful pastimes, Lord Chaitanya returned to Puri. And there, after some time, he again reminded his devotees his desire to go to Vrindavan. And devotees were trying to stop him because they were thinking that if he goes to Vrindavan, he will be so happy there, he will never return. So they were saying, you can go after the Dola Yatra, holy. And after holy, they would say, wait until after Ram Navami. Wait till after Janmashtami. Right till after Kartik Purnima and Govardhan Puja, Diwali. And after a year passed, they said, wait till after Holi. So Lord Chaitanya said, I'm very unhappy. I want to go to Vrindavan. So they changed their mind. They said, if you're unhappy, then we are very unhappy. Please forgive us. Please go to Vrindavan, but we are all coming with you. And during the first journey to Vrindavan, Nimai decided to also return to Navadvip. And during that journey, there were hundreds and thousands of people behind Lord Chaitanya. That was possible because so many of the devotees were chanting and dancing along the roadsides with Lord Chaitanya, and people from their villages would see, and they were so attracted, they just left their homes to join the kirtan. Can you imagine? Here's Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita and Srivas and all these great devotees. They're all going to Vrindavan together. Who would not want to join that yatra? And Lord Chaitanya especially brought the kirtan to Navadvip to return, because there were so many people who had rejected Lord Chaitanya during his stay in Navadvip, but after he left and took sannyas, in separation from him, they understood who he was. And they were crying and weeping to be forgiven by him. When Lord Chaitanya came back to Navadvip, he went to Koladvip and Vidyanagara. And there, literally, millions of people from all directions were coming for his darshan to see him. There were thousands of people that wanted to cross the Ganges at the same time. And there were many boat people, boatmen with their boats. And suddenly, and usually boat people, they just struggling to get people to come and get on their boats so that they could make some rupees. But on this day, within seconds, their boats were filled. The maximum capacity of the boat may have been 50 people, but there was 500 crowded on the boat. Within seconds, every boat was completely full. And the boatmen didn't know what to do. They started rowing across the Ganga to where Lord Chaitanya was in Koladvip. And some of the boats just completely collapsed in the water. And other people who couldn't get a boat, which was the vast majority, they didn't know how to swim. But they were so excited, so enthusiastic, so determined to be with Lord Chaitanya after separation from him, that they forgot that they didn't know how to swim, and they swam across. And others took clay pots and held them to float with them, and others took trunks of banana trees that had fallen from the wind and picked them up, and they wrote on them. Somehow or other, the entire Ganga was filled with hundreds and thousands of people. You couldn't even see the water. All you saw was their heads. And it was a constant wave of after wave after wave of people crossing the Ganga in this way. And when they came across, Lord Chaitanya was at a devotee's house, and they wanted to see him so much. Sometimes on a single tree there were hundreds of people climbed up on it just to see the Lord. There were people, little straw rooftops, there were dozens and dozens of people standing, but nothing fell. Because by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of Baladev, Ananta Shesha, Nityananda Prabhu, he supported everyone's enthusiasm and gave everyone the facility. And what a wonderful experience that was. After several years of separation without knowing if they would ever see their beloved Lord again, he had come home. And Sambhog and Vipralamba, the separation intensified the eagerness and the appreciation of the union, of the meeting. What a reunion that was. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, shifting to his residence to Puri, traveling all over South India, he came back to Navadweep. And he had a simple message for everyone. And even though there was no electrical sound system or microphone, what to speak of internet, and even though there were millions of people literally gathered, such a crowd, everyone could hear Lord Chaitanya, and everyone could perfectly see his beautiful golden form, and everyone could see the tears of compassion in his eyes. And he simply asked everyone, my brothers, my sisters, let us chant Hare Krishna together. And what a kirtan that was. Mahaprabhu was dancing, Nityananda Prabhu was dancing, all the people were dancing and singing and calling out. And it was the spiritual world. And then Lord Chaitanya disappeared. And eventually he went to another house and everyone came there and found him. And the kirtan continued. And Lord Chaitanya instructed everyone in the same simple way that he always instructed, just be in the shelter of Krishna. Give up your sinful, arrogant, selfish activities and just take shelter of Krishna and experience the joy of service. It was there in Koladvip that some of the people that were the most offensive, envious, and hateful toward the Lord and his devotees came to him. And Lord Chaitanya forgave each and every one of them because they were sincerely seeking mercy. Regret and guilt has a spiritual purpose when it induces us to correct ourselves and to take shelter of the Lord and the appropriate devotional, respectful way of life. Otherwise, it's simply a burden. Shame and guilt, if that's there, a devotee sees it in a positive way. It's an opportunity to take very seriously the transformation that's required. And when we're taking the right medicine in this way, then we could feel grateful and happy. And that is how these people were transformed. They came with shame and guilt, and they left in ecstasy, in love. And all they did is just change their consciousness. To one person who said, "I'm always criticizing and finding fault in you and your devotees," Lord Chaitanya said, "With the same mouth that drinks the poison of criticizing others, drink the nectar of chanting God's names and glorifying the good qualities in others. And we will be together forever." There in Kolodvip, Lord Chaitanya forgave everyone and gave everyone the highest happiness of Krishna Prema. And then he continued his journey to Vrindavan. And they came to Ramakeli, where so many countless people were having kirtan. And this was the place of the Nawab Husain Shah, who was the king, who had made strict laws against any Hindu practicing religion publicly. And the beautiful pastime that took place there, the Nawab Husain Shah, as cruel as he was, he could understand that Lord Chaitanya is God. The God of his religion has actually come in a human form in Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, how could such mercy, such compassion, and such loving ecstasy be manifested in this world? And it was at that place that Rupan Sanatan Goswami, along with Anupam, first met Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya accepted them. They surrendered and he embraced them and gave them their names and gave them their instructions in life and empowered them to be the gurus of our sampradaya forever. On Rupan Sanatan Goswami's advice, Lord Chaitanya did not go to Vrindavan with so many people, but returned to Puri. And then he went to Vrindavan. Actually, he went to Vrindavan with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. South India, I'm sorry, his assistant there, his name was Kal Krishnadas. Lord Chaitanya spent 2 months in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And on his journey there and his journey returning, so much history took place. At Prayag, he instructed Rupa Goswami. In Varanasi, he instructed Sanatan Goswami. In Jharkhanda, he transformed all the animals and the plants and the insects and the snakes and the trees. And then he returned to Puri. And when he returned, the devotees of Navadvip and Shantipur and Saptagram and everyone, they would come every year on Lord Chaitanya's instruction and stay with the Lord for 4 months. And together they would celebrate Rath Yatra. For 8 months of the year, the devotees perform their duties, and for 4 months every year, they would come and just hear and chant among devotees in the association of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, in the role of a devotee, was always worshiping Jagannath. And he was always the servant of the servant of the servant of every devotee. He would see to their needs in every way. During the Ratha Yatra, when Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra come out of their temple on a beautiful procession on three chariots to Gundicha temple, Lord Chaitanya exhibited during the Ratha Yatra so much both the three external and three internal purposes of his advent in this world. The three external purposes: he descended, as he describes in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya, to reestablish spiritual principles. He did it by coming in the role of a devotee to show us by his own example. It's so beautiful. Srila Prabhupada explains Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and then Krishna personally came in the form of Lord Chaitanya to teach us how to live Bhagavad Gita. First he spoke it, and then he actually followed it and lived it by his own example. And he personally taught how to live in a devotional spirit to prepare ourselves to go to Vrindavan. Through the loving exchanges with his devotees like Sachi and Jagannath Mishra and Advaita, he was the servant of the servant of the servant of every devotee. But he also revealed love of God as a friend, as a parent, and as a lover. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the Ratha Yatra before the kirtan really was reaching its high levels. He prayed to Jagannath, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Anudas. People are so attached to their designations, so attached to their externals. And the designations we have in externals are actually sacred if we're always in the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, one of the external reasons was to establish the Yuga Dharma. In the Ratha Yatra, he had many different kirtan groups. Each kirtan group had a lead singer and a lead dancer and special mridanga players and kartal players and instrument players, and each kirtan group was chanting four in front of Jagannath's chariot, one on each side and one behind. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally orchestrated everything. And these kirtans, people were chanting, all the devotees and all the hundreds and thousands of people in Puri were chanting the holy name so loudly, it is described. It was tumultuous. The world was practically reverberating and resounding with the sound of Krishna's names. Every year, even today, hundreds and thousands of pilgrims come for this Ratha Yatra ceremony. What to speak of when Lord Chaitanya was there? The pilgrims, the residents of Puri, the pandas, the pujaris, the shopkeepers, the devotees, everyone was blessed with love for Krishna as they were chanting and dancing with Lord Chaitanya. This was the second reason to establish the congregational chanting of the holy name. And the third reason was to fulfill the prayer of Advaitacharya, who prayed for Lord Chaitanya to come. And in the first party of Sankirtan, Swarup Damodar Goswami was the lead singer and Sri Advaitacharya was the lead dancer. As the holy name was being chanted, as the intimate loving moods of devotion were being revealed to the world by Lord Chaitanya, Advaitacharya was seeing it all, completely satisfied in total ecstatic gratitude that his prayers were not only fulfilled, but now he was seeing everywhere. And the internal reasons of Lord Chaitanya's descent were very sweetly revealed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Because in the Rath Yatra, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagannath Krishna, who is the Mahabhava of Sri Radha. The mood is Srimati Radharani. After many years of being separated from Krishna, he went to Mathura. He sent Uddhav to give a message. But Sri Radharani revealed the ecstasies of her love and separation to Uddhava. And Uddhava, who was Krishna's closest friend in Mathura, he prayed to be a blade of grass in Vrindavan so the associates of Sri Radha, or maybe Radha herself, or even a cow or a calf of Vrindavan will step on his head, and then perhaps he can get this mood of spontaneous sweet love. That is the greatness of Vrindavan. But Sri Radharani knows Krishna's heart. He longs to be back in Vrindavan. And when she went to Kurukshetra, after many years of separation there, she saw Krishna. And how difficult that was for the gopis and the gopas. And Lord Chaitanya was in that mood when he was bringing Jagannath back to Gundisha Vrindavan. That I am seeing you now dressed as a royal prince with so much ornamentation. But I know what pleases you the most is what pleases your devotee the most. And we don't like to see you like this. We want to see a simple gunja mala, wild seeds of Vrindavan made into a garland. And we want to see in a simple form of a cowherd boy with a peacock feather in your hair, with the dust of the cows and the calves covering your body as you play your flute. We don't like to see all these elephants and chariots and kings and queens and warriors. We want to bring you back to the bank of the Yamuna, where there are tamal trees and kadamba trees, and you're surrounded by cowherd boys and cows and calves. We know that this is where your happiness is. And we cannot be happy seeing you here. Please come back to Vrindavan. You sent Uddhava with a message that we should meditate upon you. That we are not meditating yogis. We are simple gopis. We are drowning in an ocean of separation from you. And we're being devoured by the gigantic timangala fish of our aspiration to serve you. don't tell us to meditate. This was the mood of the gopis. And actually, the mood of the gopis is the ultimate perfection of meditation. It's the essence, the crescendo of samadhi. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying to Jagannath in the mood of Sri Radha. Please return to Vrindavan. Because Nanda and Yashoda and your friends, all of us, we cannot live without you. We've been crying ever since you left. Do you want to kill your own mother and father by being away from them? Please return. And Jagannath, he was, who is Krishna, was hearing the beautiful prayers of Radha in the form of Lord Chaitanya. And at times the chariot just stopped because Jagannath was so stunned in ecstatic feelings seeing Radha's love. The internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya's descent are very confidential, and the most beautiful revelation of spiritual experience. Krishna saw that Sri Radha, the happiness she felt in loving him was something that even he could not understand. Trividam Nirakashida, I'm sorry. Lord Krishna tells in Gita that he knows everything past, present, and future. He knows every living being. He knows everything and everyone. But by his own sweet will, he cannot understand the nature of Radha's love. What is the glory of Radha's love? What is it about me that she alone relishes in her love for me? And what is the happiness that she realizes when she tastes the sweetness of my love? In order to understand this, the Supreme Lord Hari, Krishna, appeared in the womb of Sachi Devi and appeared from her womb just like the full golden moon appears from the ocean. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, like two beautiful golden moons, came and rose simultaneously on the horizon of Gaudadesh for the purpose of tasting the sweetness of ecstatic love in the role of a devotee, teaching by an example, and shining their love upon all. This is Lord Chaitanya. This was all manifested during the Ratha Yatra. The 6 years that Lord Chaitanya traveled was his Madhyalila. And then for 18 years he lived in Jagannath Puri. For six of those, he was constantly chanting and dancing among his devotees. And for the last 12 years, actually the last 18 years, is Lord Chaitanya's Antyalila. The last 12, Lord Chaitanya taught the world how to taste the sweetness of love of God. There he spent much time in seclusion in his abode of the Gambira. And in the mood of Sri Radha, he was constantly crying in the ecstasy of love for Krishna, expanding that ecstasy Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, Lalita Vishaka were constantly by his side, singing and offering beautiful prayers according to his mood of love. And it was there in Gambira during those 12 years that the final chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita reveals that Lord Chaitanya gave us the Shikshastakam. 8 prayers which encapsulates the essence of the spirit of the mood of a devotee from the very beginning stages to the ultimate stage of pure love in unmotivated surrender to the Lord. Paramakaruna pahundui jana nitai gorachandra. Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda and his associates are supremely merciful. Tavavatara sarasiromani kevalananda kanda. They are the essence of all incarnations who have appeared throughout history. And the process they've given is simply joyful. Chanting, dancing, taking prasad and sharing love for Krishna with others. When someone asks Srila Prabhupada, it seems that there's so many hardships trying to be a devotee, controlling the senses and so many oppositions. It doesn't seem like it's always so joyful. Srila Prabhupada smiled. He said, it is simply joyful. He said, it is in course of time we have the realization. In any situation, the joy of the soul is just trying to please Krishna, just trying to please God. And in chanting Krishna's name, we could always be reminded of that. And in the association of devotees who are so supremely dear to Krishna, we can progress together. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed from this world, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shyamananda decided to celebrate the first Gaur Purnima festival in Khetri Gram. Khetri is the birthplace of Narottam Das Thakur. And it's the place that he returned from after years of living in Vrindavan. He returned there to expand the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the path of Prema Bhakti, to all the towns and villages in that area of Bengal. When they decided to have this Gaur Purnima festival, they not only invited all the villagers from all the area, but they invited all Lord Chaitanya's and Nityananda's devotees who were still present in the world. And the presiding acharya of our sampradaya at that time was Janava Devi, Ishwari Janava, who was the pleasure potency consort of Nityananda Prabhu. When Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami all honored her as a senior acharya, guru. And Narottam Srinivas and Shyamananda invited her to preside during this festival. And she came. And the culmination of this Gaur Purnima festival, the first Gaur Purnima festival, after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, was Narottam Das Thakur sang a kirtan. As he was singing, Murdanga players started playing, kartels were playing, and Janava was so pleased by the sincerity of Narottam Das Thakur that she glanced upon him. In that glance, she infused him, because she's a Shakti. She's an expansion of Srimati Radharani. She's a Nanga Manjari in the spiritual world. She infused Narottam Das Thakur with her bhava, with her love, with her compassion, with her feelings of separation from Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. And through that glance, Narottam Das Thakur was given such a sweet spiritual power that when he was chanting, the devotees' hearts were melting and everyone was crying in loving separation from Lord Chaitanya's and associates. And by the power of that kirtan, which was very much the manifestation of Janava Devi's loving glance of compassion coming through Narottam Das Thakur, it was irresistible. Lord Chaitanya appeared to everyone, along with Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas, Sriram, Sripati, Srinidhi, and Haridas Thakur appeared, and Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis appeared. Murari Gupta, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya who had already disappeared from this world, Mukunda Dutt, they all appeared in the kirtan as Narottam was singing. They were all dancing and dancing and crying together, and everyone, all the villagers, all the devotees, everyone could see this. The intoxication of spiritual happiness that was showering upon everyone is something that's inconceivable. Just by speaking about this pastime, just by hearing about this pastime, with a sincere and faithful heart, we can be transformed forever. As they were all singing and dancing together, Advaita's sons were rejoined with him. Janava Devi was seeing her beloved Nityananda again after so many years. It was in the Bhakti Ratnakar and Narottam Vilas, this beautiful story is described in great detail. And then they all disappeared. And everyone could understand that the Lord, in separation, they were forever connected with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Janava Devi, in a simple way, she cooked for all the devotees and arranged the serving of all the devotees. And she arranged a holy festival where everyone would see the deities installed and beautifully sprinkled with natural colors. And this was the first Gaur Purnima festival. Our beloved founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he established Mayapur as our world headquarters because he, in the line and the sweet mood of our previous Acharyas, he wanted the whole world to understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Sankirtan movement. The efforts Srila Prabhupada made when he went to the West, who would have ever known from a material perspective that he could have ever survived that Jaladuta after heart attacks and seasickness? He arrived and Butler, Pennsylvania, after New York, and in total poverty. With Srila Prabhupada would say later on that he was wandering homeless like a vagabond. But he didn't return because he had a mission. Then Mukunda Maharaj and Janaki Devi and a few others took some interest and helped him get 26 Second Avenue, little storefront, and soon others were joining. And he sent some devotees to San Francisco and then to London. And then there were little storefront centers starting in different parts of the world. And Srila Prabhupada sent devotees, and he personally brought devotees with him back to India. And with great efforts, with the deep devotional, determined spirit of Tamal Krishna Goswami, he was empowered to get to little rice paddy land in Mayapur. At that time, there were very aggressive, antagonistic people who were living around there, and hardly anyone came there. There were some Gaudiya Mats with some of Prabhupada's loving God brothers who were living there, but it was a very difficult place, very away from everything. And Srila Prabhupada had a little straw hut built and invited devotees for a Gaur Purnima festival. And in those early days, he described that Temple of the Vedic Planetarium, the TOVP, as a place to attract people from all over the world to come, to associate with devotees, to taste Krishna's prasadam, to hear the holy names, to feel the supreme mercy of the holy Dham of Navadvip Mayapur, and to philosophically understand and to emotionally experience the transformation of Lord Chaitanya's mercy in this world. So today, because of Srila Prabhupada's great desire, there are now millions of people all over the world, in South America, in Russia, in Africa, in Australia, in North America, in Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, in the Far East. Devotees are gathered to celebrate this most auspicious day of Falgun Purnima, the day that Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Let us offer a prayer that we can truly, with grateful and humble hearts, dedicate our lives to receiving this beautiful gift. And in the mood of a servant, to share this gift with each other and with the whole world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very, very much, Maharaj, for that unbelievable journey that took us from 1485 till current history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It was wonderful showers and showers and showers of nectar. I'm sure everybody wonderfully enjoyed. At this point in time, Maharaj, we would like to just invite you for leading the devotees in Kirtan. Is that possible, Maharaj?
It is possible, but if you can wait for just one moment, because I will be back. There's no need to describe any details, but I'll be back in just within 1 minute.
Sure. Yes, Maharaj, the devotees at the Radha Gopinath Temple Chopati will be following you in Kirtan, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. I am just for the first time seeing who is assembled on this screen. I'm seeing my worshipable god sister Mandakini Devi and my worshipable god brother Tridas Prabhu. And I'm seeing all the worshipable devotees, which especially includes you. This is quite amazing. I'm seeing Manjuali Devi. This is a great blessing. I feel Srila Prabhupada's glance upon me through your kindness. Actually, yesterday, Janaki Devi called me and we spoke for almost an hour about Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya and about the devotees. It was very beautiful. So at this time, there is no more auspicious and purifying way of celebrating Gaur Purnima than having Sankirtan together in the association of devotees. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. I need to hear someone singing.
Rasika Chere Prabhu, can you just on the mic of Chopati Temple?
I think it's on. Let me check, please. Just a second.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Satharine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Go Bhaktavinda.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasadi Go Bhaktavinda.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Go Bhaktavinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita गदाधर श्रीवासादिगो भक्तवृंद
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo.
Hare bol, Hare bol, Hare bol, Hare bol.
Nitai Gaura Premanandi.
Hare 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 bol.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai.
Jai.
Ananti Koti Vaishnava Brinda ki jai. Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Maharaj. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki.
Jai.
If it is possible, I will very much appreciate if everyone could turn that can turn your cameras on so I can see who is assembled.
Yes, Maharaj, so much. Would you like to interact with them? Then we would request.